Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations says Sudan's growing genocide has now displaced well over a third of Darfur's population. Partners International works with Reverend Alexander, who shares his concerns.
Now, there's a lot of conflict in the Eastern Chad and Central Africa, and because of what's going on in Darfur, there's a lot of killing happening. For that reason, many organizations are stopped operating in different parts of Darfur. And I believe that's going to affect the ministry because most of those camps we are operating in, it's not safe.
Pray for the team working in this region. Go to our website to help. Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship is using water to reach hearts and plant churches in Mali, West Africa. MAF missionary Susan Weatherstone says they dig water wells as part of their non-government organization status. She says they just finished their first well of the season.
Throughout the course of the dig, six people became Christians, and then toward the end, they did a large evangelism program and showed the Jesus film. They also have a film on AIDS. Another 40 people indicated that they wanted to follow Jesus.
And pigs can change the future of villagers in Indonesia. Far East Broadcasting Company is showing God's love by loaning villages two pigs so each community can have a litter of their own. They simply have to give two piglets back to FEBC for another village. The program teaches residents how to raise pigs and therefore offers food, income, and a sense of self-sufficiency. One village was even able to send their children to school because of a similar project. If you'd like to donate to this outreach, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Call's reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns. Get your free CD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.